Well, Jen and Michelle, I'm really grateful. You know, I was going over the statistics from the Bureau of Labor, and, you know, it's startling just how many more people are out of work in this country this year versus any other year. And you two are in the business of putting people back to work. So tell me what you're seeing.
Well, quite a variety. just a lot of folks out of work in general. And it does tend to hit, you know, some middle management, some high-level contributors, especially if they have big-ticket salaries, you know, to help a company scale down. So it's just a variety. And I think you wanted to address some of those more senior contributors, you know, how it would affect them more specifically.
I really do, Jen. How does it affect them more specifically?
Well, there's a number of different areas, and Michelle and I kind of reviewed couple ideas and separated it out into a few different areas because it affects everything from, you know, who you're networking with, how you put your resume together, how you interview, what is your existing skill set and where does it need to go, and just in general, your mindset moving forward on the job search.
This is Michelle, and the only most important recommendation I have for those who are 45 years old and older are to get yourself online, get yourself educated with online tools, resources, social media. That's definitely the number one key item that's most important. And there are a lot of books and workshops, you know, accessible or at your fingertips. And, you know, gone are the days where, you know, you have hard copy resumes anymore. So I think most important thing is to first get your resume in Word, save it in your computer. And I guess, you know, there are some common sense tips we have, and I think for the most part sometimes we just forget to mention it to certain candidates, but I think they first need to save their resume in Word under their name. Like if it's Joe Smith, it should be Joe Smith.doc for a Word document. And then they should have a separate email account set up for their job search. And it's interesting, we actually even have a blog on this very topic where you should actually also have a professional email address, one that uses your entire name or something close to it rather than, you know, some folks will use a hobby and so forth. So you definitely need to get yourself situated with an online resume first. And then in going forward, you need to network, like online job boards, social media. And LinkedIn, we're finding, is a very, very popular website for all ages. It's a great networking tool. And as you said, Jen and I, we both have different viewpoints in terms of, you know, how one can best utilize, the Internet and marketing them and how to market yourself best. But I think one key area is also to update and optimize your resume so that maybe you can brand yourself in terms of, you know, what your main strength is. If you've been in the industry for 20, 30 years, I think you should definitely, you know, consider branding yourself like, you know, Michelle Smith, senior implementer on systems used by retailer pharmaceutical organizations, something that will state what your expertise is and who you are serving. And Jen, do you have a comment about the resume?
Yeah, specifically about the resume, there's a couple key points I think that would mostly address the more experienced candidate. First of all, layout is really important. there seems to be some popularity now with summary resumes, like list all my skills, give a flavor of who I am, but that can be extremely frustrating for a hiring manager trying to review resumes and see how long has someone been at one place, what have they done here, what have they done there, you know, when trying to figure out if it's applicable to their job opening. So I really think a more simple layout where really gives you a chronological viewpoint of, you know, what you've done from most recent to your, you know, former past, that can be a great highlight for somebody with good longevity at various companies. Those that have hopped quite a bit, it definitely doesn't work to their advantage. But this is a market where that longevity is really going to help a candidate. you know, in going forward.
Oh, I would like to interject one important aspect for the resume. I think, again, we were referencing individuals who are the, you know, more seasoned individuals. I think it's very important, almost vital, that your resume represents the future and not the past. So you need to include whatever skill set you have that, you know, represents today's, you know, times, you know, from a technology point of view. Definitely incorporate that and make sure that that's included in your resume, and that's how, you know, how best you're going to serve the company. So it's, and regardless of how many years you have in the industry, you should definitely still keep your resume no more than 2 pages.
You know, these are, I'm just so overwhelmed because this is so much. And the only other question I have for both of you, and it's the question that I know everybody has on their mind, is how do they break through that wall to the HR person? It seems like today you can't, you know, obviously you're not allowed to call. You know, it's really hard to make that connection with that HR person.
Well, I'm going to say, Jen and I both will have some input on this item. I think, again, referencing what we talked about earlier, networking through sources like LinkedIn, online job boards, even headhunters. And then you actually, as I said, you should really just make sure that you have to adjust your mindset when you're approaching, you know, when you're looking for a job in terms of how to best represent you. Apply for jobs that you only fit your experience. Like if a job position says, you know, this requires this versus preferred, make sure you pay attention to the must-have requirements in a job description. And Jen?
Yeah, the other piece that I think is critical on the resume in order to open that door is, and I recommend this to everybody, if there's a job you're really interested in, tweak your resume. Pull out the pieces that are really applicable. They don't really need to know that you cleaned the kitchen in the office if the job is for research and analytics. You know, so really, you know, hone in on those skills that apply to the job you're applying for. If it were me, I would be, each job that got me a little bit excited, I would be writing a separate resume or tweaking it individually for each of those openings. Oftentimes you have somebody on the other end receiving that resume as a first review who is given a list of words or a list of basic information that I only want to see resumes with this, 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 and this on it. So breaking through that HR is, it's key that your resume hones in on the job that you're applying for. Can I share one other thought?
Of course.
That's okay.
Of course.
One area that we have come across is a lot of times, especially the seasoned candidate, sometimes goes into a situation paying more attention to their own needs versus the needs of the client. And as a hiring manager, I always suggest everybody I talk to, put yourself in that hiring manager's shoes. What questions are you going to ask? What are you going to be looking for? It's really important that they make themselves come across as a candidate that's going to make that hiring manager look good and give that hiring manager what they need. I mean, if they don't have the requirements, then that's a different ballgame. But it's important that they answer the questions that the hiring manager is asking as opposed to selling their own strengths without really listening to what they're looking for. Also, you look for opportunities to show how flexible you can be and how easygoing you can be. The hiring manager shows up late for the interview. You know, some people will actually make an issue of it, which isn't a good first step. So they always look for those opportunities to show what a great team player you can be, how easygoing you are, how you're going to be working with that manager to make them look good.